unlimited obeisances in the dust at the Lord's feet.
Quancho,
but my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Nichaliva Pravishna Om Vishnu Pad, Astodarasat Shri Shriman Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astodarasat Shri Shriman Shila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
其次呢，我向我的Shiksha Guru的话呢，Om Vishnu Pad Astuta Shishma Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami的莲花中的顶拜。
To all of our disciplic succession of spiritual masters and all the assembled devotees.
向所有的话，始祖详细的这个灵性导师呢，以及在座的奉信者顶拜。
So all the scriptures state that Krishna is the original Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么所有经典呢，都宣称哦，Krishna呢为呢Swayam Bhagavan哦，就是说呢，所有哦自原始的性格神手。Ate
chang shikala pung sam Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. There are many, many incarnations and plenary portions and partial portions of the Supreme Lord, but Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all of are His expansions.
那么这里面哈，这个世界讲到了哈，主有呢很多的化身哈，也有他呢。 这个部分扩展的，就是说部分的扩展，也有呢部分扩展的部分，那么但是的话呢， Krishna 称为呢最原初的这个性格神手。
He comes in every millennium in order to give peace to the demigods and annihilate the demons.
那么他每一个年代的话呢都会到来，也会呢安抚呢这些呢半神人，以及呢铲除呢恶魔。
Adwaitam Achyutam Anadir Ananta Rupam. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who has unlimited, who is one without a second, but at the same time, he has unlimited, infallible incarnations, and they're all unlimited, each one of them.
那么这里面讲的话，我向呢这个呢哈主Govinda呢哈，就是说呢顶拜，他呢有无数的哈这些化身，而这些化身的话呢，也是呢哈永无瑕疵的。
Each one of his unlimited expansions is unlimited.
每一个的化身的话呢，都有无数的这些扩展的话呢，也是无数的。
So he expands as Lord Ram.
所以其中一个扩展的话呢，主的化身呢被称为Ram.
There's no difference between Ram and Krishna.
实际上呢，主Ram跟Krishna呢没有分别。
Except that Ram is Krishna's feature of good conduct and social etiquette.
那么呢，主Ram的话呢，是Krishna的这个呢，美德啊，以及呢，这个社交啊，就社会生活方面的完美榜样哈，这方面的一个呢体现。When
Krishna wants to teach this principle, he comes as Ram.
所以当Krishna想呢去传授哈，教授呢这部分呢原则的时候，宗教原则的时候，他以主Ram这个化身呢哈前来。Krishna
is called Lila Purushottama. That means he's the topmost personality of all beautiful, sweet pastimes.
那么哈，Krishna呢称为呢Lila Purushottama，就是说呢，他是最美丽的哈逍遥时光的这个化身，逍遥时光极为美丽。Ram
is called Maryada Purushottama, which means he's the supreme personality of all proper etiquette.
那么主Ram的话呢，被称为呢Maryada Purushottama， 也就是说呢，在化身之中呢，他是以良好的行为而著称的。And
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prem Purushottama. He's the supreme personality of Godhead, giving prem freely.
那么呢，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu称为呢Prem Purushottama，Prem Purushottama的意思呢，就是说他呢是派发呢哈Prem，纯粹的爱的这一个化身。So
although Krishna is the unlimited Lord and the source of everything and everyone,
尽管呢主Krishna哈是呢这个最初的哈这个呢主，而且呢他也是呢。 所有人的哈，还有所有的化身的源头。He
appears in the family of great devotees in order to glorify them.
那么他也会显现在呢哈，他伟大的奉献者的家中哈，以去荣耀他们。Just
as the sun has no time of beginning, it doesn't begin in the morning and end in the evening. It's permanent, but it appears on the eastern horizon in the morning and sets in the western horizon in the evening.
那么尽管太阳呢，哈，就对太阳本身来说呢，并没有时间的这个变化的，它白天也在，黑也在，但是的话呢，因为我们的视域哈不一样，那我们看到的太阳的话，白天呢，从地平线上升起，晚上的话落山。
So Krishna appeared in the Yadu dynasty, or the family descending from the moon god.
那么 Krishna 的话呢，也显现在亚杜王朝哈，亚杜王朝是属于月亮王朝啊，亚杜家族啊属于月亮王朝。
And similarly.Oh, so that's why Krishna appears on Janmashtami. His birth is on the eighth day of the waning moon. But because the moon was so joyful that its divine descendant was appearing, it became a full moon.
那么的话呢 ，Krishna 显现在呢黑夜哈下弦月第八天啊，就是满月之后的第八天了。那么因为呢这个月亮哈极为狂喜啊，所以这样这个月亮也是圆的满的啊，尽管它是呢下弦月。
Similarly, although Ramchandra has no beginning and no end, he's eternal and all of his pastimes are eternal. He took birth or he appeared in the dynasty of the sun god.
那么尽管呢哈，这个主 Ramchandra 的话呢，也是呢无限的啊，他是永恒的哈，没有这个所谓出生等等的，但是呢，他依然显现在呢 Rahu 王朝啊，这个呢太阳王朝啊，太阳神的王朝。
He comes to deliver the pious.And annihilate the demons.
那么他来呢哈，为了拯救呢虔信者哈虔诚者而呢啊摧毁呢这些呢哈邪恶之人。
Gurudev explained that Lord Ramchandra's pastimes are so pathetic, so heart-rending that even an atheist will cry when he hears them.
那么 Gurudev 呢也评论到哈，就是主 Ramchandra 的这个呢逍遥时光哈非常令人心碎啊，甚至一些无神论的哈听了后呢也会呢哈这个心里也会软。
Krishna's pastimes are much higher than Ram's, his pastimes of separation and meeting. But they're so high that we can't cry until we're advanced. But he comes so mercifully as Ram to give us a semblance of bhakti by making us cry at his pastimes.
所以的话呢 ,Krishna 逍遥时光实际上就是说比那 Ram 逍遥时光更高啊。但是这里面的相遇和分离的情感的话呢非常之高啊。一般众生的话呢不会为这个而哭的。啊，就像里面的分离是极为强烈，甚至更强烈。但是呢，因为很高啊，所以一般人的话呢，不会为这种哭的。而呢，主 Ram 的逍遥时光的话呢，可以令到呢哈众生为之而哭泣啊，这是一种仁慈啊。
So Ram is called Raghava, means that he's the descendant of the Raghu dynasty, coming from the moon or the sun.
啊，那么他呢称为 Raghava 的意思呢，也就是呢来自 Raghu 王朝啊，就是呢这个太阳神王朝。
Ram's father was Dasarath, King Dasarath, and Dasarath Maharaj was a great king, and he had 360 wives, but none of them gave any offspring.
那么主 Ram 的父亲呢哈叫 Dasaratha 王啊 ，Dasaratha 王的话有360个妻子哈妃子，但是呢没有一个呢给他养育后代。
Previously, before he was married, he was hunting.And he thought that he was hunting a deer, so he shot, and it turned out to be a young man, a boy.
那么之前呢，在他没结婚之前哈，这个 Dasaratha 王的话呢，他去狩猎的时候哈，射猎啊，他射到一只鹿啊，实际上呢，这只鹿的话呢，不是一只鹿，后来变成一个男孩子。
And then he saw the blind parents of that boy, old parents, and they cursed him, that just as you made us helpless.And we're crying over our son, so you'll have to cry over your son.
他说呢哈，后来呢，他遇到了哈这个孩子 ，the boy died.
Yeah.
那么这个孩子死去的那个孩子的父母呢是瞎子哈，但是呢他们就诅咒呢哈这个 Dasaratha 王说呢，你令到我们哈这么无助啊，这个境况这么窘迫，那么你也以后呢哈让我们为儿子哭，那你以后也会为你的儿子而哭。
So he felt so bad, but it was already after the fact.
但是呢他虽然感觉到很糟糕了哈，在心里面很不舒服，这个王啊国王，但是呢这已经是事实了哈，既定的事实。
So later he got married and None of his 360 wives got any children.
所以后来呢，他成家了，但是呢，他那360个妃子哈，没有一个呢哈可以给他养育后代。
So he called the sage Vasistha to perform a fire sacrifice to beget a son.
所以当时呢，他叫了哈这个圣人 Vasistha 呢去给他举行这个火祭哈，以获得一个呢哈后代一个儿子。
So during that fire sacrifice, the fire god himself, the presiding deity over all fire, came out of that fire with a bowl of sweet rice.
所以呢，当时呢，哈，火祭的时候呢，这个火神呢，啊，就是说呢，显现了，啊，手中呢拿着这个呢，哈，甜奶饭，啊，显现。
And he gave the sweet rice to King Dasarath.
他把这个甜饭呢，哈，给了呢这个 Dasarath 王。
And Dasarath, had four most senior wives, so he gave half the sweet rice to his wife, Kaushalya, half to Kaikeyi.
所以他呢，达斯拉特王呢有四个主要的王妃了，啊，四个主要的。那么他把呢哈这个甜饭呢给了一半给那可凯亚，另外一半呢给那可塞亚，
可凯。Kaushalya and Kaikeyi。
啊，
Kaushalya。
Kaushalya 和呢可凯。
Yeah。
两个王妃。
And then they saw their two co-wives, and each one split.Her sweet rice in half.
所以呢，这两个王妃的话呢，哈，看到呢，还有另外两个哈王妃嘛，主要的王妃，那么他们也把他自己的哈这个甜饭呢，又分半。
So now four wives. Have a seat. Welcome. We're just now glorifying the incarnation of God named Ram Chandra. Please have a seat comfortably. Ram's father Dasarath was already married to Kaushalya. This is before.
那么之前的话呢，这个主 Ram 的这个父亲，
I'm going to now tell the story of how Ramchandra's father married his stepmother Kaikeyi.
现在我讲一下呢，主 Ram 哈的父亲的话呢，如何娶了他的这个呢？后妈哈就是呢，另外一个王妃了哈，卡卡伊。
He already, as I mentioned, had so many wives, but no children.
他呢，实际上呢，已经呢哈娶了。
He needs to go to the hospital. He needs to go to the hospital.
唱歌
吧，喂。
Some
problem.She has tremendous stomach pains.
Good day, good day.
朝外面看
啊。
是 good day， 是真的，没有错。OK， 刘姐，安静点啊，你要取悦 good day。
OK， now listen very carefully, and all distress and bewilderment will go away.
啊，听课啊，稍微听课。
为了取悦 good day， 你要好好听。
OK。
不要那么激动。
有人来了。
So,
I don't know if she has a mental problem.
跳舞吧，唱歌。
I think so.
She wants us to sing and dance. 谁呀？
快点唱歌跳舞，不然我肚子痛啊！
我红皮白狗，所以 I don't know. No?
I don't know.
Really?
你自己心里念那个什么阿曼陀罗嘛，你心里在念。
Oh, we should chant Hare Krishna together, all together.
All right. Yeah, there is a
mental problem. 我们一起念一圈好吗 ？Hare Krishna.
Well, she's laughing hysterically too.
念阿曼陀罗。
你的念珠呢？
What's her name? What's her name?
Didn't got a name. I forgot to write down her name.
Oh. Because. Okay.
我们一起念一下哈。
What's her name? Old name.
Sama.
Sama. Sama. Whatever your name is.
我们一起念一下哈 ，Krishna. I think better chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, it's
different. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
I'm gonna ask her if she can be quiet. I'm going to ask her if she could be quiet, otherwise should I ask her to be quiet, otherwise she'll have to go? No, that she has to be quiet, or otherwise go.
Otherwise we go.
Otherwise she goes. Out.
But she said she
has
to get rid of the pen.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Come here.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Okay, alright, okay.
Rama, Rama,
I'm gonna ask her now.
Hare Hare.
Okay, now this is a very special day. It's the appearance day of Krishna's incarnation, Lord Ram. You read about Ram in the Bhagavad Gita. Can you stop laughing?
She could not hear. She won't hear anything.
Then she has to go.
Huh? She has to go.
Because we have to glorify Ram. She'll have to pay attention because it's a very special day. And we have to...
They said the friends have no, could not persuade her. Last night she didn't, they could not sleep.
So, Ram's father Dasarath was already married to Kaushalya, and one day he was out hunting and he went to visit his friend who was also a king. This king's name was Kaikai. And Dasarath was taken care of by Kaikai's very beautiful daughter, Kaikai.
所以当时呢，这个达萨拉特王呢，就由呢这个国王的女儿哈，这个公主的话呢，Kaikai呢照顾他的。
And Dasarath fell in love with Kaikai because of her beauty and her good qualities.
那么当时呢，这个国王哈，达萨拉特的话呢，就爱上了这个位公主哈，因为她的美貌和呢她的服务。
And he asked his friend, "Could I please marry your beautiful daughter?"
所以呢，他就请求呢这个国王哈。他说能不能好迎娶呢你啊你们呃你的女儿啊
？So his friend King Kaikai said, "Well, I don't think I'll allow you to marry my daughter, because you already have so many wives, and I'll only give my daughter to the king, who will beget in her a son that will be the king, the next king. Her son must be the next king."
啊，这个国王呢就说了哈，他说呢我不能够把女儿嫁给你哈，因为你已经有这么多妃子。而我想要我的女儿的话呢，能够嫁给一个国王哈，他所生养的孩子呢，将是呢这个王位的继承者。
So Ramchandra's father laughed and said, "Of course, I already have so many hundreds of queens, but none of them have any children. If she bears a son, of course I'd love to have him be the king."
啊，所以呢，这个国王哈，达萨拉特嘛就说了哈，他说呢，我当然很高兴了哈，我娶了那么多妃子，没有一个能够呢哈生儿子的。如果他能够呢养一个儿子的话呢哈，他我就能够让他继承王位。
So now at the fire sacrifice, his all four queens, by the mercy of the sun god and the sage Vasistha, all four queens begot four beautiful sons.
所以呢，在这个火祭和火供之后的话呢，这四位王妃哈，还有这个哈，因为圣人哈 Vasistha 的祝福啊，他们得到了哈。
Ram was the son of Kaushalya, but Kaikai loved Ram more than she loved her own son, Bharat.
Kaikai 的话 Kosaya 哈就生了一个儿子啊，就是说呢 Ram 哈 ，Ram 是他的儿子。但是呢 ，Kakai 的话呢哈，喜欢 Ram 的话呢，多过自己的儿子 Bharat。
In fact, nobody loved Lord Ram as much as Kaikai.
啊，但是呢
，She loved him even more than Kausalya loved him.
实际上呢，这个后妈哈，这个 Kakai 的话呢，没有任何人哈比他呢更爱这个哈儿子哈 Ram 的，实际上他超过他的亲生母亲啊 Kausalya。
And therefore.When Lord Ram was a little boy, he asked a special favor from his stepmother Kaikai.
所以呢，这个哈主 Ram 还是小孩子的时候呢，他就从他后妈，就是呢 Kaikai 那里呢要了一个祝福哈，让他请求他。
He said, "Mother, later on, when I grow up, I'm supposed to be coronated the king, but I want you."To stop my coronation, so that your son Bharat will be the king.
所以呢，当时呢 ，Ram 呢就跟他说了哈，他说哦，母后哈，他说呢，我长大后呢是要接受哈这个王位的，他是王储来的啊。那么呢，但是呢，我希望你能够停止我这个行为，而让你的儿子能够继承王位。
And he said, "You have to help me, mother, because I've come to this material world in order to kill the demons and deliver the pious."But unless I'm banished from this kingdom and I go to the forest, I'll never be able to fulfill my mission.
他说呢，他就对他的这个母亲呢说了哈，他说你一定要帮助我，我来这个世界呢哈，是为了呢铲除呢哈这个呢拯救呢哈这个虔信者，而呢铲除呢这些恶魔哈，而我只有流放生灵才能够达到这个目的的。
So she couldn't bear that order, and later on she forgot it.
所以她不能够忍受。
It was too intolerable that she should banish Ram to the forest.
这个卡卡伊这个母亲哈、啊、觉得呢很心痛的哈、啊，就是说一定要去流放呢哈、啊，这个儿子哈、啊，这个呢 Ram， 他后来忘记 she forgot， 他就自己呢就忘记了哈、啊，选择性失忆了哈、啊，忘记了这一个呢，他对他儿子这个承诺。
By the will of God, by Ram's will,、啊、she forgot.
也就是说呢哈，急着主的意愿了哈、啊，他忘记了这个承诺。
So then Ram and his brothers were sent to Gurukula.Where they learned so many arts, and gradually they learned archery and so many other arts and sciences, and they became perfect princes. And then one day, Maharaj Dasarath was visited by the great sage Valmiki.
那么当时的话呢，哈，这个。主 Ram 的话呢，和他的兄弟哈 Lakshman 等等呢，就去呢哈灵师学校学习了。那么学习他们的军事啊哈，还有等等哈各方面的这个这个就是他们的这个艺术啊等等。那么有一天的话呢哈，有个圣人呢 Valmiki 来拜访哈他们家啊这个呢 Dasarath 王。
They learned everything in Gurukula school, and then they returned home, and then the sage came.
当他们哈从那 Gurukula 哈这个灵师学校学完学成之后呢，回家的时候呢，这时候这个圣人哈 Valmiki 就来了。
And Valmiki said to the king that myself and all the other great sages in the forest are trying to perform sacrifices for the benefit of all humanity. But so many demons are coming and disturbing the sacrifices.
那么当时呢，这个呢 ，Valmiki 这圣者就说了，他说我们呢想举行个祭祀，就是说呢来举行个祭祀，但是呢很多恶魔来骚扰这个祭祀。
So I want to take your two sons, Ram and Lakshman, with me to the forest.
所以我想呢，哈，让你的两个儿子哈 ，Ram 和 Lakshman 的话呢，来到森林里面。
So Dasarath Maharaj immediately became panic-stricken.
所以呢 ，Dasarath 王的话呢，哈，觉得呢，就是说呢，很痛心了哈。
He said, "I myself will go with you. I'll protect the sages from the demons."Don't take my son. He's too young. He'll get hurt.
他说呢，这达斯拉特王就说了哈，我会亲自哈去的，我会来保护你的祭祀哈，这个火祭现场。我的孩不要把我孩子带走哈，他们还很年轻，太年轻了。
So the sage said, "No, you'll never be able to help me. Only Ram and Lakshman can help. I'll train them up, and they'll be able to kill all the demons."
那么当时呢，这圣者就说了哈，不行的哈，除了 Ram 和 Lakshman 能够保护呢这个火祭祀哈，我会训练他们哈，他们能够呢。铲除这些恶魔，你是不行的。
So he didn't want to do it, even though If one does not satisfy the great sages, then all doom befalls him in the future.
那么实际上呢，他的这个国王哈，并不是很乐意的哈，将儿子送出去。但是的话呢，他们也知道哈，如果一个人不满足圣人的这个呢，这个要求的话呢哈，他会呢就是遭厄运嘛。
But still, Ram could not, Dasarath could not bear to part from Ram.
但是呢
，which is okay because Ram is the supreme lord.
啊 ，Dasarath 王的话呢哈，就是说呢，不能忍受哈与主的这个分离的啊，与主 Ram 的这个分离啊。
So then his family guru Vasistha, the sister Rishi who was also there, said you should give your sons. They'll be protected and this will do good for you. If you give your sons, it will benefit you and your sons, Ram and Lakshman.
他们的家庭咕噜了哈，家庭的咕噜的话呢 Vasistha 呢就说了哈，就建议他，你还是把两个儿子送出去啊，这对你们呢哈，对他们也好啊，对你们家也好，因为呢他们也不会，他们会受到保护的。
So then Ram and Lakshman went with Valmiki, who took them through the forest to the dwellings of the sages, and there Ram killed all the demons that were making disturbance to the sages' sacrifices for the benefit of humanity.
啊，当时呢 ，Valmiki 呢就将哈这两位王子呢带走了哈，他们呢就在呢哈那里呢保护呢他们的这个。这个圣人呢哈，进行火祭的这个现场哈，就去呢这些恶魔来骚扰的时候呢，他们哈把他们呢全部铲除。
Then one day, Valmiki took the two boys, Ram and Lakshman, to kingdom of King Janak.
所以有一天的话呢，这个 Valmiki 王哈，就是 Valmiki 这个圣人呢，就将呢Ram 和 Lakshman 哈两位呢孩子的话呢哈，带到呢这 Janaka 王哈这个呢。国土的王国。
And there, when Ram was in a garden, he saw Sita, his eternal consort, for the first time.
那么在呢哈，这个花园里面的话呢 ，Ram 的话呢，见到了他永恒的伴侣哈，叫 Sita。
And Ram and their eyes met, and they immediately both fell in love with each other.
好，当他们呢哈，就是说呢，这个眼神交换的时候呢，他们已经爱上了对方。
Which is natural because Ram is the supreme lord.The supreme energetic source, and Sita is the supreme energy, the supreme power of God.
那么这是很自然的，因为主 Ram 的话呢，哈是这个呢，至尊的哈这个能量的拥有者哈，而呢 Sita 的话呢是这个哈至尊能量。
So by nature they're both one.
因此呢，从性质上来说的话呢，哈他们是一体的。
So then Ram felt very bad, and he told Lakshman that.I'm an observer of all religious principles, but I fell in love with a woman who I'm not married to. So therefore, I'm a disgrace to my family.
所以呢 ，Ram 呢就觉得很在那里觉得很尴尬哈。他说呢，我是所有这个宗教原则的这个体现哈。就现在呢，我没有结婚，就已爱上一个人了哈，爱上一个女孩子了。所以他说呢哈，他给他家族呢哈，令他家族蒙羞啊。
So Lakshman told him, "No, that's not the case at all."She's your eternal consort. Very soon you will be married with her, so there's no fault. She's your eternal consort. Very soon she will be married.
那么 Lakshman 呢就不同意他哈，他说了他是你永恒的伴侣哈，很快呢他就会呢，你将会迎娶他。
What's her name?
Sama.
Sama, you're going to make so much benefit from hearing this story of Ram. You can't imagine. She's here. It's going in.Even unconsciously, even the ants and the worms are benefiting.
他说你听这课会有好的好处的。
So then it so happened that Sita's father, Janak Maharaj, was going to hold a Swayambhara ceremony for her.
啊，当时呢很凑巧哈，就是那个国王 Janak 王呢，刚好呢要为他的女儿选婿啊。一个选婿的大会。
This is the ceremony where the girl chooses her husband.
这是呢哈，女孩子呢哈可以呢选择丈夫的这么一个哈机会了。
In the sense that he enters a contest to win victory, to gain her as her husband, and then she garlands him.
也就是说呢，他呢要进入这个竞赛哈，这个呢他们这个哈比赛里面，然后呢能够呢最后赢获得哈这个呢。获得这个最后的就是说最胜利者了啊，然后呢才能够呢得到他的花环。
So Valmiki ordered Ram and Lakshman to come and sit in that assembly.
所以当时 Valmiki 这个圣者的话呢，哈，就让呢 Ram 和呢他的弟弟的话 Lakshman 的话呢，都在呢哈这个聚会上出现。
The contest was very amazing.
这个比赛的话呢，哈，是非常令人惊讶的一个比赛。
King Janak had this bow that belonged to Lord Shiva, who is the destroyer of all the three worlds, the whole universe, at the time of dissolution.
迦那克王的话呢拥有一个弓箭、啊、这个弓箭呢是呢希瓦神给他的、啊、是在毁灭之时的话呢、啊、用的一个弓箭、啊、毁灭宇宙、啊、
This bow being of divine origin was so amazing and so heavy that even 10,000 warriors could not lift it.
但是呢这个箭呢极为呢就是沉重的甚至呢一万个人都不能抬起来的。
But he saw that one day while his divine daughter was just playing,She easily lifted the bow.
但是呢，这个国王哈，他有一次呢哈，突然间呢，看到他女儿哈在玩耍的时候呢，很轻易呢就举起了这个弓箭。
So then he realized my daughter is not an ordinary daughter.
所以他知道呢哈，他的女儿呢也并非呢哈一个呢凡夫俗子。
She can only marry somebody who's not ordinary, who's also divine.
也只能够娶一个呢哈，也就是说呢不寻常的人哈，也是神圣之人。
Of course, he already knew that his daughter was not ordinary.
当然他也知道他的女儿不同寻常。
Because of the way that he got her as a daughter.
因为那本身呢他养他作为女儿养他的时候就很不寻常的。
He also, King Janak, many, many years earlier, was not able to conceive a child.
因为这个迦那克王呢之前呢也是没有生育的没有孩子。
So his priest also performed a sacrifice.
当时呢他家的祭司呢也给他们呢做了一个火祭。
And in that sacrifice,from the earth, there was a treasure box, and in that treasure box was a Sita.
那么当时的话，这个祭祀的时候呢，就从这个地上哈 ，the earth open or what?
The earth, I'm not exactly sure, but the earth gave the donation of this baby.
这个地球哈，给了一个哈，好像布施呢哈，给了一个东西给他，一个珠宝盒那样子啊，珠宝盒里面呢就有这个孩子啊 ，Sita.
She didn't come from anybody's womb.
因此呢，这个 Sita 呢也不是从某个人子宫里面出来的。
So now when she lifted this very heavy big bow, it was even more confirmation that she had to marry the most special person that exists.
所以当时呢，他的哈父亲呢看到他呢哈能够很轻易的举起这支弓箭的时候，就知道呢哈他一定要去呢哈嫁一个呢不同寻常的人。
So Janak invited all the great princes of the whole world, and they all tried to lift the bow, but nobody could lift it even an inch.
所以当时呢，迦那克王邀请了哈四面八方的个王子和国王哈来呢前来这个显序大会上哈，但是呢没有任何人呢能够呢轻轻的举起这支弓箭哈，甚至一寸啊。
So then Valmiki ordered Ram that he should lift the bow, and Lord Ram very easily lifted it, and he wanted to string it because that was the second half of the contest, but the bow broke in pieces.
所以当时呢，这个 Valmiki 的这个圣人的话呢，就要求呢，Ram 呢去举起这支弓箭，所以他很轻易呢，举起这支弓了。第二步呢，这个比赛呢是要拉弓了，但是呢，这个弓因为承受不了他这个力量已经折断了。
So Sita was overjoyed because ever since that she had seen Ram for the first time and their eyes met, she didn't want to marry anybody else. So she was so overjoyed. And in her ecstasy, she gave Ram the garland.
所以呢 ,Sita 的话呢当然是呢欢欣鼓舞了因为她见到Ram 的时候呢已经呢爱上了他了。所以她就想呢除了他之外呢她不想呢嫁给其他人。所以呢当 Ram 呢非常轻易的举起这个弓箭的时候呢 ,Sita 呢就很快的将这个花环带上给他。
So there was a very big festival, and all of Ram's brothers also got married to beautiful princesses.
The same time.
At the same time.
那么这时候呢就有一场非常的就是一个庆典的所以呢其他的这个 Ram 的兄弟的话也在这个时候呢同时呢娶妻啊，他们是同时婚娶的。
Now, because Ram was of the age where he could be coronated as the crown prince, and his father would be able to leave and go to the forest for renunciation. His father was planning that coronation.
那么当时呢 ，Ram 已经到了这个成年了开始加冕的这个日子了就可以呢继承王位，作为王储继承王位了。而他的父亲呢，也准备呢退隐呢这个山林去隐修啊。所以当时呢，他父亲呢就考虑到他这个加冕这个仪式啊。
So on the night before the coronation.Kaikai was the most happy of all because she loved Ram the most. And then she had a very wicked maidservant named Mantara, who put some evil thoughts in her mind.
所以当时呢，这个卡卡伊的话呢，当然是最为喜悦的哈，因为实际上他是最疼爱呢这个 Ram 的。但是呢，他有一个女仆呢哈，心思很邪恶的哈，在他旁边呢哈，就是给他的脑子里面哈，就是说呢，一些呢很坏的念头哈，给他送进去了。
Mantra said to Kai Kai, "Did you know that Ram is going to be made coronated the crown prince tomorrow?"
哦，这个仆人呢就对着这个卡卡伊说了哈，他说你不知道吗哈 ，Ram 呢即将呢。加冕成为呢王储啊，就是。
And Kai Kai said, "Nothing could make me happier."
那么呢，卡卡伊就说了哈，没有什么东西比这个事情哈更让我幸福的了。
And evil Mantra said, "Oh, you're so innocent. You don't realize what's going to happen. Now, Ram will be the king, and your son Bharat will become his servant, and you'll become like a maid servant. Dasarath won't pay you any attention anymore."
那么当时的哈，这个呢，邪恶的女仆哈 ，Mantra 就说了哈，她说呢，你这么天真哈，如果呢 Ram 成为国王的话，你的儿子呢，也只能成为他的仆人而已，而你不过是个女仆啊，而且 Dasarath 王呢，也不会再理会你。
So actually, this was the original desire of Ram that he had asked Kai Kai to do when he was just a little boy.
哦，当这个实际上也是呢哈，主 Ram 的一个安排了哈，他要求呢哈，卡卡小时候呢就要求他哈，要完成这个事情。
So now Kai Kai became affixed or overwhelmed with this desire that her son should be king.
所以当时的话，卡卡伊的话就然后好像决心已定哈，一定要自己的儿子呢成为国王。
So she went into a room that's called the anger room.
她进入了哈这个呢，叫像冷宫那样哈，不是冷宫，就是个愤怒的哈一个房子，可以发泄愤怒的。
And her husband, Ram's father, Dasarath.Came in the room and asked, "What's the matter?"
所以呢 ，Dasarath 王呢进入这个房间哈，就问他怎么回事。
So she reminded him that before they had any children, she was serving Dasarath as his chariot driver, and she helped him in a great battle and saved his life.
当时呢，卡卡伊呢就想起了，就讲起了哈往事了啊，就是说呢，当时他们还两个还没有孩子的时候的话呢。卡卡伊呢曾经给这个国王驾这个马车去战争呢并且呢救了他一命的。
So Dasarath had told her at that time, "I want to give you two boons, two benedictions in gratitude for your saving my life."
当时呢 ，Dasarath 王呢对这个妃子这个讲了他说呢，我要给你两个祝福以呢表达呢你救了我一命这个感激之情。
So she had said at that time, "Why should I want any boons from you, my husband? It's my duty to serve you."
当时呢，卡卡伊就说了哈，我作为你的妻子的话呢，是有责任服务你的哈，为什么要从你那里去接受呢这个祝福呢
？But Dasarath had insisted, so she said to him, "Okay, I'll take those two boons later."
所以当时呢 ，Dasarath 王呢就坚持要给他两个祝福哈，所以呢，卡卡伊这个王妃呢就说了哈，好吧，那我以后我再呢要你这两个祝福哈，现在不要。
So now, in an angry mood, Kai Kai said to Dasarath, "So now I will take my two boons."
所以这时候呢，哈，用一种愤怒的口气呢，卡卡伊呢就说了哈，现在我要回我呢这两个祝福。
And he said, "Of course, anything that you desire."
所以呢，这个国王就说了哈，当然了，你可以哈，任何东西你要都可以。
She said, "First, my son Bharat should be the king instead of Ram."
首先第一个祝福呢，就说我的儿子哈 ，Bharat 呢应该成为王，而不是 Ram。
And Ram should be banished to the forest for 14 years.
Ram 呢应该流放生灵哈十四年。
So at that time, he practically had a heart attack. He was so overwhelmed with grief at the thought of the possibility of separation from Ram.
Dasarath Maharaj. 所以 Dasarath Maharaj 的话呢，当时的话呢，就极为伤痛的哈，就说呢，想起呢哈要与呢哈，没有想到呢要与这个儿子呢哈，这个分离这么久。
So Dasarath called Ram. Finally, she said to him, "You're supposed to be a truthful king. That's your great claim to fame, that you're so truthful. And now you're going to go back on your word?"
所以当时卡卡伊就对这个国王说哈，你是呢以诚实哈讲真话而闻名的一个国王哈，难道现在你要食言反悔吗？
So Dasarath was practically immediately on his deathbed. He couldn't say a word.
所以在当时呢哈 ，Dasarath 王呢好像已经到了哈这个呢死亡的这个边缘哈，不能够呢说出这个话说出话。
So Queen Kai Kai called in Ram and Sita and Lakshman to her, to the quarters of the king.
所以当时呢，卡卡伊呢召见了哈 Ram 和呢他的妻子哈 Sita 以及呢哈 Lakshman 等等哈，去到他的这个宫殿。
And she said, "Your father has a wish for you, Ram. He wants you to go to the forest, and my son Bharat should be king."
他对的哈 Ram 说了哈，他说呢，你父亲有个遗愿哈，就是说呢，他想要你哈，你的兄弟哈 Bharat 呢，我的儿子哈，成为国王，而你要流放生灵啊。
So Ram said, "Fine. I'm very happy to carry out the order of my father."
那么 Ram 就说了哈，那没问题哈，我很乐意呢哈，去呢执行我父亲的训命。
So on one hand.It's understood that Ram was so renounced, he wasn't interested at all in kingdom. He just wanted to carry out the will of his father.
所以这里面讲到 Ram 也是极为呢就是说呢气绝的一个人，他没有想着皇位这东西，而想着去执行他父亲的命令。
But actually, inwardly, secretly, this was his inner desire since he was a boy, to have some excuse to leave the palace.
但是实际上这也是他内在的一个秘密的一个愿望，从他小孩时候开始他就想离开宫殿。
So, Sita said, "I'm going with you because it's the duty of the wife to always serve the husband."
那么 Sita 呢他就跟他说了，他说呢我要跟你一起走，因为呢作为妻子的话呢我有责任去这样照顾你服务你。
So Ram acted like he didn't want to take her because she would have so many hardships in the forest.And she said, "The only hardship is being separated from you. Otherwise, there's no hardship."
当时呢 ，Ram 的话呢，不想呢带他走，因为要知道哈，经历很多痛苦的，在森林里面流放。但是呢，Sita 说了哈，他说呢，我最大的痛苦呢是与你分离哈，除此之外呢，没有别的痛苦。
And Lakshman insisted that he should go too to protect Ram and Sita.
而 Lakshman 他的另外一个弟弟呢说呢哈，我要也要呢同去，因为要保护他哈。
So they all offered obeisances to their elders and left the palace, and all the citizens were overwhelmed with grief, and they followed him to the edge of the city.
所以当时的话呢，他们三个人的话呢，向家中的长者长辈呢顶拜了，然后呢，臣民都非常的哭成一片都非常就是说呢，这种分离然后都来送别。
So all this time, that day, Bharat and Shatrughna, the other two brothers.Of Ram and Lakshman, they had been away at their maternal uncle's home, so they didn't know that any of this espionage was happening.
当时呢哈，巴拉塔的和他另外一个兄弟的哈，在呢他们叔叔家里面哈，不知道呢所发生这一切了。
And in the meantime, as soon as Ram left, Dasarath Maharaj was feeling so much separation that he called out, "Ha Ram, Ha Ram, Ha means alas." And just as he was going to say his third Ram, he left his body and left the world.
所以当时的话，这个父亲的话呢，就是说心肠欲断了哦，就是呢，当呢主 Ram 呢离开这个城市的时候的话呢，他的父亲在呼叫他的Ram, oh Ram, Ram 就是哈 Ram, 哈 Ram, 就是呼叫他的名字，然后呢，他就呢离世了。
And Ram didn't know about this at the time.
实际上呢 ，Ram 当时呢并不知道这回事。
So then, the next day, when Bharat and Shatrughna came back to the palace, Kaikeyi was so joyful. Oh, Bharat, now you're going to be the king.
The next day. Ram, still there?
No, Ram left that day. And the next day,
Kaikeyi
said, "Oh, Bharat," because Bharat just came back from his maternal uncle's house. Now you're going to be the king. It's so wonderful. And Ram was banished to the forest because Bharat came back and he said, "Where's Ram?"
所以当时第二天
Where's my father?
第二天呢这个呢 Bharat 呢从他呢舅舅家呢返回呢这个呢王宫的时候呢发现他的兄长兄呢 Ram 和呢他的父亲都不在了，但是他母亲就跟他说他说Bharat 你将成为这个国王了
So Bharat was totally shocked because he loved his brother and he had no desire to be the king.
所以当时呢 Bharat 呢觉得很震惊了他实际上很爱他自己这个长兄也没有任何愿望呢想成为这个国王。
And he beatSeverely Mantura, and he told his mother, "If you weren't my mother, I would kill you immediately."
当时的话呢，他就呢就是打这个 Mantura 这个呢，这个母亲这个女仆而且对他母亲说如果你不是我母亲的话呢，我就立即把你杀掉。
So in her illusion, by the will of the Lord, she thought she was going to please his son, but she so displeased him that he wanted to kill her.
所以当时呢，在幻觉之中呢，也是主的意愿了他以为呢他这样能够取悦到自己的儿子，但实际上呢更令他呢不悦。
So then he said, "I'm going now to bring Ram back."
他说呢哈，我现在就把 Ram 呢哈带回来啊。
So he took all the citizens of Ayodhya, the Lord's kingdom, Lord Ram's kingdom, he took all the citizens and went to where Ram was in exile.
嗯，当时呢哈，这个巴拉塔的话呢，带上
in the forest of Chitrakoot.
啊，所有呢阿尤迦的臣民啊哈，前往呢 Ram 呢所流放的地点 Chitrakoot 这个地方。
And he tried to convince Kausalya, to convince Ram. He tried to convince the sages to convince Ram, but they all said, "How can I convince Ram? He's determined to serve his father, his father's order."
当时呢，他也请求呢，他的母后了哈，就是呢 ，Kausalya 哈，还有其他圣人哈，去呢劝服呢哈，这个 Ram 让他回来继承王位。但是呢，他们最后呢哈，都说了。谁能够呢哈？我们怎么能够劝服他呢哈？他呢，哦，决心已定哈，要呢去呢执行他父亲的命令。
So then, Sita's father Janak, who was now the eldermost personality in their whole dynasty, he came to Chitrakoot.
所以当时呢，这个 Sita 的哈父亲呢 ，Janak 王的话呢，作为整个家族里面的最长辈了哈，就来到了呢 Chitrakoot 这个地方。
And it was decided that there was going to be a big council, a big assembly meeting, presided over by Janak.
所以当时呢，哈，就有一个大的聚会的哈，由 Janak 王主持的哈一个大聚会。
And then Bharat would present his evidence of why Ram should return to the kingdom, and then Ram would present his evidence of why he shouldn't, why he should stay in exile, and then Janak himself would decide.
所以当时呢哈，双方了哈，巴拉塔呢就是要呢，陈词了啊，要就是说呢，讲出这个理由为什么要请求 Ram 回去，而 Ram 呢也要给出理由哈，为什么他要留在啊流放森林啊。那么迦纳可王呢会呢哈评判啊，做出评判。
So Bharat was saying how, it's his rightful heir to be the king. He himself, Bharat, was just the younger brother, and nobody in Ayodhya would be happy. Everybody would be miserable, like dead.And the city was just like a graveyard without Ram.
嗯，那么巴拉特呢就说了哈，他说呢 ，Ram 呢是合法的哈，这个继承者哈，王位继承者，而且呢，哦，他也不过是一个小弟啊，就是小兄弟而已。而阿尤迦的臣民的话呢哈，也很喜悦哈 ，Ram 呢成为了这个国王。如果没有 Ram 的话呢哈，这个城市呢哈就像一个呢哦坟墓一样哈。
And how he himself couldn't live without Ram.
而他本人的话呢哈，也不能离不开哈 Ram。
And Ram said that I have to obey the order of my father.
那么 Ram 呢就说了哈，我一定要去执行哈我父亲的训令。
So Janak said that Lakshman, your love is just like a big ocean, and Ram's love is just like a mountain, which can drown in that ocean.
那么这时候呢哈，迦纳可王就说了哈，他说呢，哦 ，Bharat 啊，你的爱呢就像呢哈汪洋大海一样，而呢 Ram 的这个爱的话呢，像哈一个微大山哈，而这个山呢哈也可能沉于哈沉在呢这个大海里面。
But even though the ocean is so vast, that mountain is still strong.
但是呢，尽管这个海很大哈，但是呢这个山也很壮啊，也很强啊。
So in matters of prem or in matters of love, this is Janak speaking.O Bharat, you have something to learn about transcendental love.
So, 当时的话，关于呢 prema 哈，关于爱这一个事情的话呢哈 ，Janak 就说了 ，O Bharat 啊，关于爱 prema 的话呢，你有些东西要学习。
Out of your love for Ram, you were expressing how you all want him to come back and be the king. But you forgot to ask Ram what he wants.
所以呢，是出于爱哈，你总是讲着哈。你需要呢 ，Ram 回来哈，继承王位等等。但是呢，你没有想到哈，他需要什么
？Because the definition of prem or love is that one makes all endeavors with his body, mind, words, and heart for the pleasure of his beloved.
因为呢，关于爱的话呢，哈，真正的爱呢是呢，哈，一个人呢，用他的身口意哈，用他的一切呢，去取悦哈他心中所爱的人。
So he said now. So Bharat said, "Oh, thank you. Now you've taught me what is love."
所以呢，巴拉特呢就说呢，哦，感谢你哈、哦。他说呢，现在你教会了哈，什么叫爱。
And he went over to Ram and he said, "What do you want? What will please you?"
所以呢，巴拉特呢就跑到呢哈 Ram 面前说了哈，什么能够取悦你哈，什么能够令你喜悦。
So Ram said, "You have controlled me by your love, and I will follow your order, and I will be the king."
那么 Ram 就说了哈 ，Ram said， Bharat said，
Ram
said， Ram 就说了哈，他说你的爱呢哈控制了我哈，我将追寻你的命令哈，去成为国王。
But I can't go back to Ayodhya because I have to carry out the order of my father.
但是呢
，So you be my representative.
我不能够呢哈回到 Ayodhya 哈，因为呢我呢哈要执行哈父王的命令，你呢哈代替我啊，成为摄政王那样哈代替我。
And I will be gone for 14 years and not a moment longer.
我呢会呢哈走呢离开呢十四年不会长的。
So you take care of the kingdom for me.
所以呢你为我哈照顾这个王朝。
So then Bharat says, yes, I will do that. But I have to ask you one thing. Please give me your slippers so that I could worship your slippers and speak with your slippers and then take order from your slippers, which represent your lotus feet, to be able to manage your kingdom.
所以当时呢巴拉特呢就请求呢他的木屐他的这个鞋子他说可以我请求你呢给我这双木屐让我呢回去呢就是说顶拜我可以跟他说话也向他呢征询呢如何管理这个国家。
So then Ram gave his slippers and Bharat carried them on his head back to the kingdom followed by all the citizens.
所以呢当时呢Ram 的话呢就将他这个这个鞋子的话呢就是说呢给了巴拉特巴拉特呢就头顶的这鞋子呢与其他臣民呢一起呢返回呢阿尤迪亚城。
So when Bharat got back to the kingdom, he refused to live in the palace. Number one, because his mother was there. He said to her, you should just suffer there in the palace with all your memories of what you did. And he himself just lived in a small hut in the same renounced way as Ram was living, just in a hut. And he was worshipping Ram's shoes to get guidance how to rule the kingdom from the hut.
所以当时呢这个巴拉特呢回去的时候的话呢他不住在这个宫殿里面一方面呢是因为他母亲住在那里面他对他母亲说现在呢你就呢待在宫里面吧来去呢去呢回忆这些呢坏的这些不好的你所做过的不好的事情吧然后呢他自己呢建了一个草棚在那里呢管理崇拜这个木屐并且呢管理这个国家 seems to stop now
it's
12
oh
almost stop pack up and
will we be taking prasadam here I'll continue while they take prasadam
prasadam 好了吗
好了
现在两点钟
两点钟十二点半要走啊
十二点半去我的工作多长时间
十二点半差不多吧他们心里很
多
还有荣耀呢 prasadam
Would you like me to continue while you're taking prasadam? Because otherwise I'd have to take prasadam anyway, and I'll just take it on the train.
可以边食边，那可以打包走嘛？
打包走。
Ram has shipped out to
them. It's up to them. Otherwise we could stop,
okay,
but.
Yes, you can go.
Go.
You have pick. You know. You have to. You can go on. You have pack up already.
Huh?
Pack up already.
Are we packed up, Prasanthi?
Yeah. Well, can we pack your art stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pack up everything.
Yeah.
That's a question.
Any minutes?
I just need the clothes. The Clark Kent clothes. Okay, yeah, so I'm ready. So should we say the Mahaprasadam prayer and then I'll continue while they're taking prasadam?
No, good. You're taking prasadam here.
Huh?
It's noisy. Everything.
Oh, I see. So just continue.
Yeah, continue.
Oh, I see. So they'll take prasadam and...
We should continue now.
Continue now, and then we'll leave and they'll take prasadam.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we pack up the prasadam?
Yeah. Yeah. You can both take now. Take in pleasure to your full satisfaction, and in so doing, glorify their lordship, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and love call for the help of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Okay, so we'll go on for what, 15 more minutes? Okay.
再讲十五分钟。
So, where are we?
No.
Right, so Bharat then gave his mother the greatest misery by refusing to call her mother anymore.
所以呢，巴拉特的话呢，让他的母亲极为痛苦了，他呢拒绝称她为母亲了。
He called mother Kaushalya, but he refused to call Kaikai, who's his real mother, mother, and that gave her the greatest pain.
所以呢，他呢哈是称呼呢哈，他另外一个母亲呢哈，Kasaya 哈，就是 Ram 的母亲啊，为母亲，而呢哈拒绝称呼他自己的亲生母亲为母亲。
He would call her Queen Kaikai.
他会称呼她为哈王后哈 ，Kaikai。
And she would beg him, but he would never call her mother.
他母亲呢哈恳求他了哈，但是呢他永远不再称呼她为母后啊母亲。
Even when Ram came back after the 14 years.And she begged Ram that please order Bharat to call me mother, even once.
啊，十四年之后呢，哈，当 Ram 呢流放森林回归之时呢，他也啊，这个卡卡也呢恳求哈 Ram 的话呢，要求呢哈 Bharat 呢称呼他为母亲哈。
And Ram ordered Bharat that I want you to do one thing for me, and Bharat said I'll do anything except for one thing. I will not call Kai Kai mother.
但是呢哈 ，Ram 的话呢就请求他哈，就说呢，你可不可以为我做一件事情啊、嗯？那么巴拉特呢说呢哈，我可以为你做任何事情，除了一件事情哈，那就是叫呢哈卡卡伊母亲啊。
So anyway, now Ram's in the forest, and after a while, they went to the Dandakaranya forest where they Lakshman built a very beautiful hut for them.
啊，当时哈，他们就流放森林了哈，去到 Dandakaranya 这个森林哈。这个呢 ，Lakshman 呢哈给 Sita Ram 呢哈做了一个很好的哈这个呢茅棚啊。
And Ram was standing by a tree, by a banyan tree, and he was smiling slightly one day.
那么有一天的话，那个 Ram 的话呢，在这里哈，站在一棵榕树下面哈，然后呢，哦这里呢脸露哈这个笑容了。
So Sita went to him very curiously and said, "Why are you smiling in that unusual way?"
哦，那么呢 ，Sita 呢就哈、啊、走过去呢，很好奇的问他哈、啊，他说呢，你为什么哈、啊、这么不同寻常的哈、啊、的笑呢
？So Ram said, "It's because I'm seeing the future."
那么 Ram 就说呢哈、啊，因为呢我看到了未来。
In order for love to go to its extreme heights, prem, transcendental love, to go to its extreme heights, there has to be also separation.
他说呢哈、啊，为了这种爱的话呢哈、啊，达到这个顶峰了。他一定会有分离啊。
Feelings of separation nourish meeting to its supreme height that it should reach.
也就是说呢哈，这种呢分离的话呢，可以 the mood of separation can make the height.
It nourishes meeting and brings it to its supreme height.
那么呢哈，这个分离的情感呢哈，可以呢滋润呢这个相遇的情感哈，并且让它达到一种巅峰啊。
So later on.After 14 years, when we go back to Ayodhya, your chastity will be in question, and I will abandon you in order to show the citizens that if there's any doubt, I'm willing to give up my wife just to observe the etiquette.
嗯，那么他说呢，十四年后，当我们回到 Ayodhya 的时候呢，你的贞洁哈将会受到质疑呀。而我会呢放弃你，就是说呢 ，in order to observe etiquette.
Yeah, that is, if the citizens are in doubt, in order to protect the faith of the citizens to their king, I'm going to leave you.
他说呢如果呢臣民呢对你有怀疑哈，就是说呢为了保护呢他们对我对国王哈就对王朝啊这个信心啊。我将会放弃你。
Or I'm going to abandon you into the forest.
啊，就说呢，流放森林了。
She said, "Why would you do that?"
那么 Sita 就说哈，为什么你要这样做呢
？So he explained that there must be separation, to teach the world what is real love and separation and meeting, and that meeting and separation go on, for infinity, forever, in order to nourish meeting.
他是为了教导众人哈，关于爱哈，爱呢是有分离和相遇的哈，他两个人呢，爱相分离和相遇呢是永远交织在一起的。
And then, just as later in this life, I'm going to abandon you and send you to the forest. Then, in my incarnation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm going to leave you at home, and I'm going to go to the forest and become a sannyasi.
他说呢，就像我在这个逍遥时光里面哈，将会呢离开你，将会呢哈放弃你哈，让你流放森林。而我呢，在呢我下一个化身哈，主 Chaitanya 这个呢化身里面呢，将会呢哈流放，我将会到森林里面去，而你在家里面。
And I'm going to do that in order to be able to spread the Sankirtan movement of chanting the holy name of Krishna with the with the gift of Braj Prem, that they will develop love for me and my form of Krishna.
他说我这样做的话呢，是为了去传播呢，这个呢，Namasankirtan 这个其中圣名运动，而且呢，给予呢，这个呢， I spread the Namasankirtan.
To spread love of God by the Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna.
通过圣名运动呢，去传播对神的爱。
The highest love of God of Braj Bhakti.
还有呢，最高的这个 Braj Bhakti.
So then,soon after that, Ram killed so many demons in the forest that were disturbing the sages.
那么稍后呢，在流放圣灵期间的话呢，Ram 呢杀死了很多恶魔，就是骚扰圣人的这些恶魔。
And one day, the sister of the greatest demon in the whole world, Ravana, the sister of Ravana named Surpanaka, came into their camp.
那么有一天的话呢，这个大恶魔这个 Ravana 的一个助手了what's the name of the
Surpanaka?
Surpanaka 就来到了他们的这个呢驻营的地方。
And Surpanaka became very lusty to enjoy with Ram.
Surpanaka 的话呢非常充满色心了，色欲很重的想去享受 Ram.
So she was like a kind of like a monster because she was the sister of Ravana.But she made herself look like a very beautiful, sweet princess.
那么当时呢，这个恶魔的话呢，实际上是面貌很丑陋的，但是呢，她化身为一个美貌女子，
And she came to Ram and she said, Oh Ram, you're so beautiful. I think you should marry me. We should marry together.
那么当时呢，她就呢，对 Ram 呢就说了，Oh Ram, 你长得非常英俊，我觉得我们两个应该结婚。
And then Ram started joking with her. He said, Yes, you're so beautiful, but can you see I'm already married?So better if you go to Lakshman, my younger brother, because he's not married at all.
那么 Ram 呢就跟他开玩笑说呢，你看我是你很漂亮但是呢我已经有妻子了Sita, 你呢不如去我兄弟呢 Lakshman 那里他们也婚娶。
So then Surpanaka went to Lakshman, and Lakshman started making fun of her too.
那么 Surpanaka 呢去到了 Lakshman 那里 ，Lakshman 也开他玩笑。
And he said, "What? Do you want to be a maid servant or do you want to be the queen?"
他说你想成为个女佣呢还是想成个王后呢？
I'm just the servant of Ram. If you marry me, you'll just be a maid servant. If you marry Ram, you'll be the queen.
他说呢我只是呢 Ram 的一个仆人你如果嫁给我的话，你是个女仆但是呢，如果你呢嫁给了 Ram 呢，你将会成为皇后。
So Supernaka realized she was being played with.
然后呢 ，Supernaka 的话呢，也觉得好像是被人耍了样
So she decided to kill Sita so she could marry Ram.
所以呢，她就准备要杀掉 Sita 想呢嫁给了 Ram.
So she took her.Original horrible form, and she came to kill Sita, attack her.
她呢就就是展现她现出原形了想来呢杀掉 Sita.
And seeing this, Lakshman immediately cut off her nose and her ear.
那么看到这一个情景的话呢，就说呢 ，Lakshman 呢就把她鼻子还有耳朵呢切掉。
So she began screaming, and she ran back to her brother's kingdom, Ravana.
那么她呢就呢。在那里呢尖叫了回到了他的兄弟Ravana 这个宫殿里面。
And Ravana was in his palace, and he was the big king, and he had so many ministers surrounding him. And he said, Surpanaka, what happened to you?
所以当时呢这个 Ravana 呢也是呢满朝的这个成员就是说呢一些呢助手小魔头等等的。那么他就问他的妹妹Surpanaka, 他说你怎么回事
So she lied to her brother, and she said,When I was in the forest, I saw the most beautiful man, and his name was Prince Ram, and he had the most gorgeous queen. And I thought, I should get that queen for you, Ravana, and she'll be the most precious gem in all of your, what do you call it when a man has a lot of wives? All of your, harem of so many beautiful wives. So I thought that I would get Sita for you, but...
那么他就撒谎了这个他的妹妹这个女魔就撒谎，他说呢，我在森林里面时候呢，看到呢，一个很美貌的很英俊的男子他的妻子更为呢就是说呢美貌了，所以呢，我当时呢就想呢他说呢，如果你能够娶她的话呢她将成为你众妃中众妃子之中的最出色的最美貌的，所以当时我想呢把她呢抓过来的时候娶过来的时候的话呢我就受到了这种伤害。
When I went to get her for you.Ram's brother Lakshman cut off my nose and my ear.
他说呢，当我去呢，就是说呢，为你呢，把他娶回来的时候的话呢 ，Lakshman 把我鼻子和耳朵呢，切割了。
So Ravana immediately became lusty to enjoy Sita.
那 Ravana 的话听了这个话的话，立即的话就是色欲的话就出来了，想享受哈 Sita。
And he called for his servant or this mystic yogi named Marichi.
他就把他的这个呢哈，一个恶魔哈，就是他一个仆人了哈。
Everybody was his servant because he was the king.
因为他是国王嘛，魔王呢，就是说呢，其他这些小魔都是他的仆人哈。Marichi 叫过来。
So he told Marichi that I want you to go to the forest where Ram is living with Sita and Lakshman in the hut, and I want you to take the form of a beautiful golden deer.
他说呢哈，他对Marichi就说了哈，他说呢，我想让你呢去到那 Ram 和 Lakshman 哈，他们流放这个森林哈，然后呢，你化身为呢一个金色的鹿啊。
And I want you to lure Ram away from Sita, so that she could be alone, so that I can kidnap her.
哦，他说呢，我想让你的话把呢 Ram 呢引诱开啊，把他引开，然后呢，我就能够呢绑架了 Sita。
So Marichi did that. He took the form of a beautiful golden deer, and he was prancing around their hermitage.
啊，所以呢，这个呢哈 ，Marichi 呢化身为一只鹿了哈，在呢他们的这个呢。茅草房哈旁边的话呢哈，在那里吃草啊，周围走。
So Sita said, "Oh Ram, look at that beautiful deer. Please get it for me."
所以 Sita 呢就说了哈 ，Oh Ram 哈，他说你看看哈，这只鹿哈多漂亮，你去把它哈给我捉回来。
And Ram said, "No, that's a magician. That's not a regular deer."
啊，他说呢哈，这是一个呢哈，就是说呢，这不是一个啊一个普通的鹿来的哈，这肯定呢有魔术。
But Sita insisted, "No, I want that deer."
但是呢 ，Sita 的话就坚持说了哈，我想要。
Either dead or alive, I want that deer.
啊，无论的话是死的哈，活捉还是死的啊，都给我捉回来。
So it seems like Sita was just, you know, a sense gratifier, but actually, because she is the power of the Lord, she came with Ram to this world in order to kill the demons and establish peace in the world.
嗯，看起来好像呢哈 ，Sita 的话呢。好像是被迷惑了哈，但是实际上呢，他是主的能量哈，他来到这个世界上与主呢一起呢，是为了铲除恶魔的。
So Ram had already also told her that this was going to happen.
嗯 ，Ram 呢也之前也告诉他哈，这就是要发生的事情。
And he had already told her to live with the fire guard god.
嗯，他也告诉他哈。
And the fire god came and took her to his own abode.
啊，将你的火神住在一起哈，然后呢。火神会把他带回。
So now the Sita that was left there when Ram went to get the deer, that was an illusory Sita, not the real Sita. It wasn't the real Sita.
Who stayed there?
Rama had already told her that this was going to happen, and he told her that the fire god is going to come and take you to his abode. So, and then.Ravana will kidnap an illusory Sita.
啊，实际上呢，Ram 呢之前也告诉过 Sita 哈，这将会发生的事情。他说火神呢将把你带走哈，带到呢他的地方。而呢，实际上呢留下的那个 Sita 呢是一个幻象的 Sita， 啊，就是说了 Ravana 拐走的那个 Sita， 实际上不是呢真正的那个 Sita。
So then Ravana came, the greatest demon in the whole world. He came to kidnap Sita, and he came in the disguise of a sage, sage.
所以当时呢哈，这个恶魔了哈，就是这个物质世界，这个世界里面最大的恶魔哈 ，Ravana 来了，然后呢，假扮成一个出家人哈，一个圣人的样子来了。
And so Ram went to get the deer.
所以 Ram 呢就去呢哈，就找这只。
And he told Lakshman, "Stay here and protect Sita."
他就告诉 Lakshman 说哈，你呢停在这里哈，保护 Sita.
So then.Ram shot the deer, knowing that he was a demon.
所以呢 ，Ram 呢知道这个鹿哈肯定是只恶魔来的哈，他就放箭然后射死这只鹿。
Otherwise, Ram would never shoot an innocent deer.
不然的话呢 ，Ram 一般不会然后去射杀那无辜的那些鹿啊，这些动物。
And Marichi did his last bad service to Ravana. He called out in Ram's voice, "Oh Lakshman, Sita."
所以呢，当时呢哈，这个 Marichi 呢对他的这个呢。这个国王哈 ，Ravana 做了最后一项服务了哈，就是他在临死之前呢，叫出了呢这个 Ram 哈，这个名字啊 ，Oh Ram，Oh Lakshman，Oh Lakshman。
So then Sita heard that calling and she thought that it was really Ram，
所以当时呢
，but it was really the demon。
实际上呢哈 ，Sita 呢也听着这个声音了哈，她以为呢是 Ram 哈这个呼叫声，但是实际上是恶魔的声音。
So she told Lakshman，Lakshman，don't you hear your brother calling you？
所以当时呢，他就对哈 Lakshman 说了哈，他说呢，哦 Lakshman， 难道你没有听到你哥哥哈在呼唤吗，在叫吗
？So Lakshman said, "My brother could never be in any trouble."
但是呢 ，Lakshman 就说了哈，我的哥哥的哈不会呢啊处在任何危险之中。
And besides, he ordered me to stay and protect you, so I'm not leaving here.
就是他说呢哈，他呢也命令我呢哈留在这里保护你，所以我不会离开这个地方。
So then, it seemed that she was just befooled.But actually, she is the supreme power of the Lord. So for the purpose of fulfilling the Lord's mission in the world, she said to Lakshman,
所以实际上呢，好像呢，他是被愚弄了哈。实际上的话呢，作为主的能量的话呢，这只是一个展示啊，一个逍遥时光的展示。他呢就对 Lakshman 说了这些话。
Oh, I know why you're not leaving. You're not leaving because you've always wanted Ram to leave so that you could fulfill your lusty desires with me.
啊。那么当时呢哈，这个呢，西塔呢就说了哈，他说呢
，Say that again. Oh, now they should take a shot.
They're leaving later.
Oh, they're not coming on the train with them.
Only one lady.
Oh, okay.
Who?
La Bangalata, from Shanghai.
Oh.
She will go with us.
So should she take a shot now or what?
Otherwise, we can stop here. You know, it's like a panic. Otherwise.
It's a panic for who? Are we all ready
to
go?
Because you have to take bowl, everything, you know, prasadam.
Yeah,
already it's so many things.
Okay. So we'll end here, and next year, if we're here, we'll continue.
他说我们只能讲到这里哈，这时间差不多。然后我们来年
的
话
，Jimuna will continue tonight. So there are so many more very beautiful pastimes of Sita and Ram.
其实 Sita Ram 的话呢，哈，这个化身有很多逍遥时光，很多很好的时光。
And gradually you'll hear them more and more.
啊，逐步你们也会听到一些。They have the movie also.
Oh, you have they have the movie in Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chinese character like
subtitles.
你们以后有看一下的 Ram 的逍遥时光哈，给他们有。西塔的婚礼啊 ，Ramayana 是卡通画。卡通画的啊。
Can they watch it this afternoon after prasadam?
Don't have time.
Oh, they have to go home.
They have time, I think.
They have time.
你们这里有吗？这里。
有。哦，他有一本 Ram 传记。
啊 ，Ram
传记。找了叫你带回来。
你们可以看哈，今天可以看一下。I ask Gandavika if they have can read, they can watch here.
Okay. So what's happening?
Take prasadam.
We should just everyone should have prasadam.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we can pack and finish. Finish packing and then go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.Okay.
Mahaprasade
Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Sopa Punya Vitarajan. What page is it in the songbook?
110.
Page 110 in the songbook. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Sopa Punya Vitarajan Vishmasho Navatar. Now, today's Ekadasi. I mean, it's like Ekadasi because we're not taking any grains.
今天类似于阿卡达西餐哈，就是说呢，不吃呢五谷的。
On the appearance day of the Lord, we don't take any grains. We only take Ekadasi preparations.
在主的显现日的话呢，一般我们是呢，就阿卡达西餐啊。
So on days when there's no grains, we only say the Mahaprasade Govinde song prayer. We don't say the prayer Sarira Avijajal.
所以在呢阿卡达西的话呢，只说上面这个祷文哈，下面祷文就不说了。
Because there's one line in that prayer that says, "Sayan Amrita Pau on Amrita." We're taking this nectar grains, but because we're not taking grains today, we don't say that prayer.
因为在下面祷文呢，有一句呢叫 Anamrita 啊，就说呢是五谷哈，指的是谷类的，谷类的食物啊。
So we just say the Mahaprasade Govinde, and then Jai Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giri Hari Shri Shri Radhavinod Bihari Jeev Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Param Gurudev Ki Jai, Param Gurudev Ki Jai, Parakur Gurudev Ki Jai.Paramesi Gurudev Kijai Shri Bhagavat Mahaprasad Seva Kijai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Jai Shai Panchi Govachu Vyashkribasandhi Devachabhati
这毯子啊，稍微收一下，收掉吧，收掉那毯子，收点收点那个巾。
哦，好。
烧着。太
得收。
Oh, you roll it up?
Okay.
Okay.